Yes, sir.
What, they only want it $19 or something for it, or $9 and 90-something cent for it, or something?
Yes, sir.
So you can, and remember I told you about that portion of Calm Climbs or whatever it is with them herb stuff that you have to order. You want to get these things ordered, and if there's places that you can get it from out here, you get it from here.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll praise you to the Lord God and the prison master by you on the special message of the Son of God. Now, another thing is some of them ad clippings that you have, you know, that the Mother Superior had for where they showed the name of Ansar Muhammad in that paper where you ordered the magazines and stuff from back east.
Yes, sir.
You know that little clipping she had?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you can take one of that little clipping, mark it out, and put it in the envelope with this tape that I had that go to the so-called Benny Powell.
Yes, sir.
And send it to him so he can see some of the name of the Ansar Muhammad in that paper.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm pleased to do this. I got in the prison master of the teacher. I'm going to search for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, now, you want to bring me up on anything? And another thing, Sister Ansar Muhammad, so-called Monique, wrote a letter to me and had it read to me, you know, and understand that. And she was telling me, she was telling me that she's still going with do these tremendous sounds every now and then when the press of darkness mentality from the dark side come out of it about man.
Yes,
about
yes.
A man, period.
Yes, sir.
And that it just tears her mind up. If I just only knew some of the things that go through her mind about related to man.
Yes, sir.
You know, which you know that, you know and I know, we already spoke on that, and why have I got the prison of master, why don't you drive mother cause that to happen? But she is not aware of all that.
Yes, sir.
But we haven't been able to talk with her, but she says how Phoenix it drives her mind, and she says it's a good thing that no man is around here. That she can understand the point of why no man should be around.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's like she'll eat them up and spit them out and throw them away.
Yes, sir.
It's like that kind of accusation.
Yes, sir.
He said, this is her. So that's when now she's entering into the state, allowed God to put in the master of the Deep Ramahamid, the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have her entering into the state of the personal relationships with the Lord God and the prison of Master Muhammad, the Prophet, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through Master Tate, because that's what the personal relationship is when you expound the thoughts that go on in your mind so you know what level that we're working with.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that means she's giving up the personal thoughts that in her head, that enters into her head concerning the way she feels, which we know it's there. It's natural.
Yes, sir.
And we know why, we know easily how to break it down to her, because a lot of times the prison master, the Ramah, the special, the most underground, my daughter's about it in the dealing with the aspect of it's not your being that you're aboriginal in the first place. Remember, she hasn't got all that kind of knowledge that you and I have been, that Allah God, the prison master, the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most High, the Prophet Muhammad, has blessed you and I to have on the tapes and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Concerning the aboriginal mind.
Yes, sir.
She's still under the interpretation of mystological belief that those thoughts should never be in their mind, period.
Yes, sir.
Those thoughts are automatically going to jump up because if you're aboriginal, what does that mean?
If you're not original, you're of the original.
You're aboriginal.
Aboriginal, yes.
You see, most of the black members say we are the aboriginal black man over here in the hills of North America. That means that you're not in your original form, something that is altered.
Yes, sir.
So you're not in your original form right now. You're aboriginal.
Yes, sir.
And we live in the aboriginal times.
Yes, sir.
And so you break down the word aboriginal to something not in its original form. So when you think thoughts, your thoughts have to be aboriginal.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So why are you praying for original thoughts when you're aboriginal?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, once you know this, then that's what bring about peace. And you know it's natural for those thoughts to be there, for you to be in tune with nature, and nature to be in tune with you. And we're living in an aboriginal time. That means the aboriginal world, and we're eating aboriginal food.
Yes, sir.
Doing aboriginal deeds and actions.
Yes, sir.
So it's natural once you understand that. So therefore, you know how to vanguard it by putting security on top of security so you don't fall victim to those aboriginal thoughts that you don't want.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So once you know this, that's why you keep them congregated together, and that's why you keep it, so that's why the Shriners stay on the states away from other people so that they don't fall victim to their natural nature.
Yes, sir.
They put that, they keep guard so they don't go out there and be, because they know if they would go out, that same way as the people, the devil over in the east, he stays over in the east and don't come out of the east and roam around over in these other parts of the world, because he would fall victim to what his nature is, and he would end up doing those things that his brother does.
Yes, sir.
He stays over there surrounding himself by Muslims so he don't fall victim to that, what his nature is.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Yes, sir.
So that's put out there the same particular way that that we're supposed to utilize.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Then we're supposed to understand, well, why do Allah God in the prison master? What is he for our mother's message? The most honored mother, them allow us to have those thoughts. And that's because I told you about the story of the bee.
Yes, sir.
You understand me? Although understand this here, there are some peoples that are aboriginal that don't have to have those thoughts because they were raised up in the nation of Islam, alienated from those thoughts, and have never been able to activate those thoughts, even though those thoughts are there latent in the brain somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So once you activate it, once you follow there and stimulate it, and you know those thoughts start coming up there, then you, wow, then you got to remember this here. If Allah is God, if God has knowledge of good and evil, and you are a God, then what is that saying?
Yes.
The only way that you could have knowledge of good and evil is if you had participated in both sides to know both sides.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
And so, but now you know how to block it off so that you do not participate in such foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Is that true? So you know how to vanguard this, and at the same time, in the first place, you got to think about the astral power and the spiritual power, the spirit power of that. See, by this ability going out from the body, these are vibration heats going out from the body and the aura processes of it in the astral plane, and it's out there, and it has effect on the on male genders, and it makes them think about how they, it makes them attracted to the Muslim sisters and the mannerism of the way they dress.
Sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Which gives you more of attracting ability, not so necessarily in the filth way. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if you don't, well, all praise to those are God in the prison of the master of the Islam, I'm respect for the message of the most honored black number. It's meant for you to understand it. Just like the brothers up here, when you think thoughts, it transpires on the astral plane, whether you know it or not. So the brother Ansel, I'm a so-called Tracy, wrote to me and said that he is going through the same particular type of things in his head while he's sitting up here. But Sister Anselm on the so-called Monique says she don't write to him like that because he has a tendency to tell her that that means she can't think like that, put her mind on something else. And if she continue to think like that, she's playing with Islam and she's a hypocrite. And it's a sign that she's a hypocrite.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's not what it is.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
but
sir.
But he puts that out there, but he doesn't tell her about his aspect.
Yes, sir.
Because he's having the same particular aspect, and when he think about her, remember, if you think something, it comes, it happens whether you know it or not, but it happens on the astral plane.
Yes, sir.
It's on a vibrated plane that you can't see with your natural eye unless you have your third eye open. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when she's picking up these thoughts, she's picking up, when she feels these feelings, she's picking up his thought wave. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and she's picking up, and he's picking up her thought wave because they're, and so they're intermingling on the astral plane, and so they're feeling it. And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So there's a little astral body that goes out from your body that goes out and make these imprints and these things happening on the astral plane, and you feeling it back way back at the body.
Yes, sir.
That's the science of that stuff.
Yes,
that's why it says to think something, you might as well have done, went on and done it.
Yes, sir.
Because on the astral plane, it has happened.
Yes, sir.
That's why you carry yourself in a mannerism, so when you walk down the street, people won't think those kind of thoughts about you wearing micro minis and stuff, and you got your crotch all pulled up tight, because if they're thinking about you, making it a harder task for you to raise up out of, because when you go home, you have wet dreams and different things from all these other thoughts that is out there in the atmosphere, and these thoughts formulate together and become is.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you carry yourself in a manner so that people don't think those kind of thoughts about you.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
All praise to the Lord God and the prison master, why don't you remember? That's why the garment that you wear is like a protection. It projects an image. See, when you think it, if a person sit back and they think in mind, they know that when they see Muslim brothers, they don't sit around thinking about Muslim brothers having sex with Muslim brothers like they would do seeing a Negro or a Muslim brother go down the street with his pants all tight and the print hanging all, showing the print of his sexual organ and the shape of his behind and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? That makes people think about, ooh, ooh, or something. And the same way with the females and the males. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they don't look at, when they see a Muslim, they don't look at them thinking that a Muslim in a lustful manner.
Yes, sir.
They would think when they see somebody else dressed in that other particular mannerism of clothes that make you have that lustful desire.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why you dress in that particular mannerism so that people don't think that way about you.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
that too.
That's true, yes, sir.
But I'll be doing. But that other world out there, when they look at each other, that's what they think of.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So that's why the costume, the clothes that you wear, are your garment in order to restore people's way of thinking about you.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pay the teacher a lot. Because, you know, the mannerism of the way people dress is what caused so-called fathers, stepfathers, and father-in-laws, and even fathers, to and daughters and stuff, to get intermingled into that incest.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Whether they want to be or not.
Yes, sir.
Certain things just take hold and call that a weak point. So you put security. Why do you think the elders put security on top of security when they tell her, don't clam over me, child?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Don't walk around in front of me with your clothes off, child.
Yes.
I don't care if I am your father or your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
I mean, reality is reality. Truth is truth.
Right.
If pants make your sexual organs get hard, and wind will make your wind blowing, and you become stimulated, or just thoughts get stimulated, now what are you going to be talking about when someone come walking down through the air in a certain mannerism, huh?
That's right,
sir.
I'm talking about too. So you put you put security on top of security on top of security. Even though Allah God, the President, that's the one that's the mother, is messing the most on the night, mother runs the show, but just like. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't even talk to the female about that right yet, because we're not in the right environment to talk to them about that right yet.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So. And not just govern yourself to be able to control that, because you would get lost in that on that particular trip. You know what? You understand? That's why it says in the Holy Quran, it says, Allah is he who will choose from those to those who make it and entirely submit. Allah chooses the man and the sisters that can be together with each other.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes.
And if you haven't read that in the Quran, you're going to find it in the Quran. And you have read it, and we have wrote, we talked about it because I had you read on the telephone one time.
Yes, sir.
Related to that same thing, that Allah would choose the woman for you to be with or the man for you to be with.
Yes, sir.
That is given to Allah.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That was related to this particular aspect of what I'm talking about right now.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's one thing that, and knowing this here, that's one thing that we have to be, put security on top of security, dealing with Brother Ansel, Mama Soka, Al-Rahim Kadus.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
If you don't, you'll find out.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to remember this here. That's why I told you when you heard me talking to him, and he said, well, brother, I was doing the best that I could. You know what I was telling him about? Look, but I told you I was looking for sisters this way and sisters that way. And all the brothers were talking about, well, yeah, well, were you going to help me? Look, and then none of them. And I had gave away sisters to them, or they had snuck behind my back and talked to the sisters and tried to turn the sisters against me because they didn't understand my particular ways and run off. And then you don't hear nothing from the sisters. They ain't raised the sisters but took them back to the grave and stuff. And then they done broke up and gone in another direction.
Yes, sir.
Or they get an automobile and they tell you about what they was going to do this here and do that, but that takes the yin to get to the yang and other things.
Yes, sir.
So that you would know what the vanguard against them until you get them past that particular thing and put security on top of security so that don't happen.
Yes,
as I told you, when Brother Anselm, Mother Sokar, Jabari, them when they used to leave and go somewhere and call back to the house and have someone else call and be talking to the sister, and then they get on the phone and tell the person that I'm teaching there, look, you got to watch out for that person this here and that way and so on and such and such.
Yes, sir.
So that means that you don't know that the person won't do that again, so you have to put security on top of security of that.
That's right.
Something like that won't happen.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And just like you know that Brother Anselm and so-called Al-Rahim Kadus must be a weak point dealing with females by the ways that you hear the communication about the female that's over there with you.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't sound with all the supreme wisdom and knowledge that he has. It doesn't sound like he's in the controlling factor of that as much as the sex tip of it.
Yes, sir.
Telling you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's one reason I tell you what he says. You can see that he's tended to lean towards that. The drugs feel a little bit when he says,